shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our live first of the month broadcasts. It's good to be back on the air. We haven't been on the air for the past 2 months due to problems at our studio that is our call center and streams to the stations. In fact, we had a little glitch tonight, but I believe that's solved. We're being heard tonight over WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz. That's transmitters 3 and 4. And WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations also have a stream of the broadcast, but the best stream can be found by going to our website, kingidentity.com, KINGIDENTITY.com, and then go to our radio page and scroll down till you see Kingdom Concepts, and there's two links there. One is for Windows Media and one is for Winamp. And that will give you the best stream if you're listening over the air. As many of you know, I recently spent over a quarter year in the hospital, for which I'm thankful I'm out and recovering. The guest I originally had scheduled for January had problems with his phone line at that time, and he is speaking tonight on a timely topic of health. He's a nutritional counselor for over 40 years. He's a former owner of a health food store. He's director of God's Plan for a Good Health. He's also a believer in the Christian Identity Message and a longtime friend. He was my roommate when we went to Washington, D.C. with Pastor Emery, where we lobbied the Congress in behalf of God's law. And I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Ken Anderson.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to be back on the air tonight. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
We can go in any direction. There's so much to talk about in the field of health. But one of the things that I was wondering about is recovering after a person gets out of the hospital. I know that the primary problems are heart problems, strokes, cancer, and just a variety of things. And people come out real weak. And of course, I try to do things healthfully, but how do people recover from having an episode in the hospital and establishment medicine, et cetera?
Well, that's a real good question, especially when we have so many people going to the hospital on different things, from accidents to degenerate conditions or things that come about as a result of side effects from a car wreck maybe years ago or an accident of some type. But there isn't really, it's kind of interesting, Mike, that there's really no difference between a program to recover health and a program to maintain good health. It's just if we have a problem, it's more serious to follow the health rules to good health, the wellness principles. It's more important when you have a problem and you want to recover from it than it is if you don't have a problem. As an example, if somebody has diabetes, I've seen many, many people over the years get over diabetes. Well, the same program that a person who is going on a strict program to get over diabetes, some of them have been on insulin for 10 and 20 years, have gotten off of all insulin or cut down considerably, or the side effects are not as bad, but they have to go on a real serious program, and they can do it from food alone. But it's really difficult in today's grocery stores to buy food that will help that happen. The only people that I know of that can do that and have done it on a regular basis are people that go to a resort, a clinic-type resort, and then take supplements and eat all organic food, all raw and natural food, for a period of 30 days, for instance, and 100% of them get over their diabetes. And that's pretty amazing. But if people would do it just partly, in other words, they don't have to do it that radical if they want to maintain good health from, you know, like prevention of diabetes. But when somebody has an accident, it's, again, real serious to follow the rules. And there's some basic food principles, Mike. And one of the worst things people can do is eat food-like substances. And I like that term because a food-like substance is something that looks like a food. It might smell and kind of even taste like food because people are used to eating it, but that doesn't make it real food. It didn't grow in a tree. It's not from a cow. It's not from a sheep or a goat. It's not real food. It's not picked an apple off a tree. I mean, I'll use the example of Hostess Twinkies. I'll use them because I think they've gone out of business. But that's not a food. Coca-Cola and Pepsi is not a food. That's a food-like substance. Crackers and cookies and cakes and pies and desserts. They're not food. They might have some food in them, but they've gone through a process. There's no food value left, or very little, and that's the reason many people have health challenges. They eat too much.
I assume it's not just the processed foods, but even the so-called natural foods now contain GMOs.
Well, I don't think it's
easy to get anything. Soybean, corn, tomatoes?
Yeah. Well, that makes it even harder and more important for people to take a supplement to build themselves up because of their challenges of eating corn, eating a lot of sugar, way too much sugar in their diet, way too much white flour, processed flour, and stuff like that. So, and then you got the GMO, you got hybrid crops, seedless watermelon. We got people that are eating pork and bacon and ham and catfish and snakes and stuff like that, which I and you don't believe we should be eating anytime, but a lot of people eat that on a fairly regular basis. And they go out to eat a lot. They're not going to get organic food in most restaurants. They're not going to get non-GM food in most restaurants, in most grocery stores. So it becomes a real problem. The food is so bad. They've used artificial fertilizer. They've used insecticides. They've used things to kill the bugs on the plants, to kill the weeds on around the plants. So we got all these poisons added to real food, even if it's real food. Like you said, they got GMO, they got all these sprays. They pick the apples before they're ripe. They pick a lot of food way before it's ripe, and then it ripens sometime later. It doesn't have the nutrition in it, so people are wondering why they don't feel good, even if they followed fairly natural food principles, because the food they were swallowing wasn't that good. So there's two big problems. One is as a nation, we're eating too much synthetic food, food-like substances, and then we're eating too many things that are foods that have been processed, like food out of a can, orange juice, it's reconstituted juice. I see some in the grocery stores, they have carrot juice, and they've got green drinks, and they've got protein drinks, and they're all reconstituted juice. They've been pasteurized. That's foodless. That's junk. Don't waste your money on stuff like that. Buy a steak, an organic steak, and get some organic food, even if it costs a little more, at least it has nutrition in it, where that stuff doesn't have any nutrition. Particularly, it doesn't have the necessary carbohydrates, and it doesn't have the necessary enzymes in it. And then people get that kind of food, and then they cook it. So 80%, if not 100, 80% of our diet should be raw food. Raw, unprocessed food. And that's hard to do. Yes?
I was going to say, I've noticed that some of the labels try to fool you. They say low fat, or they say something else similar, and then you look on the label and they have worse junk in them than the regular product.
Absolutely. It's such a deception out there, and the laws are designed to protect the large food industry rather than the consumer. And we just had a big march worldwide against Monsanto and the genetically modified food. The regular news media really didn't give it hardly any coverage at all. Most of them didn't give any coverage to it. So they're working in, they're sleeping together, they're in bed together to make money and to process this food and then give people this kind of processed food. What happens when they eat processed food? They get on drugs. And the drug companies are in cahoots with the food industry, and they work, they scratch each other's back, so to speak, so that we have a sick nation. We got children now, young children that have almost every known disease that we used to only see in old folks, real old people, strokes, heart attack, cancer, things like that, that we didn't see in children 50 years ago. Well, there's something desperately wrong, and then people try to eat a little bit better. They eat a little bit better. Well, that's a benefit. Then they go and they buy vitamin supplements, and they get stuff from a health food store, and 95% of what's sold in a health food store is synthetic vitamins. It's the same as what's sold in a drug store, and the calcium and the magnesium and the manganese, they're processed. That's nothing but ground-up rocks. It's not what's found in apples and celery and peaches and, you know, berries and nuts and stuff. So it's a multi-phase problem that we're facing. And so to recover from something like you're asking me, it's the same thing as it is if a person was going to just try to stay healthy, but it's more important when you have a challenge. And then they should take a good supplement. Now, I work with a company that has all natural vitamins and minerals. It's patented, over 70 patents. And so it is possible. Now, people say, well, I buy my vitamins from a local health food store or a naturopath or a chiropractor. Well, take your vitamins, heat up the oven, 350 degrees, stick your vitamins in there, and wait 10 minutes. And if they're man-made synthetic vitamins, which are from oil and tar, it's processed in such a way that it comes out to be a vitamin, but that's where it's originally from. So when you heat it up, it reverts back to that. You'll see black oozing out of the pills, or you'll see black substances in the powder, if it's a powder. Now, that's not true with minerals, but it's true with the vitamins. And so people,
of course,
say, well,
these vitamin and mineral companies that are natural are owned by the big pharmaceuticals, and of course it's a money-making thing, so a lot of them's not that natural.
That's right. Oh, yeah. 95%. I get people calling me every week, sometimes every day, saying, well, what about this vitamin company, or what about that one? And very, very seldom are they real food. They're not real food. They're synthetic. And I have lots of videos I've made on that, and I've written on that and stuff, so that people can do their own homework. But you can do it on the internet. You can just look up. And just go to the drugstore, look at what the drugstore is selling, and then look at your vitamins that you're taking that you bought from a chiropractor or a naturopath or a health food store or a multi-level company. They're all synthetic. They're all synthetic. Some of them might have a little bit of real food, but it's not standardized, it's not stabilized, and it's not high enough to make a difference. And the rocks, the minerals are usually rocks, like chelated minerals, colloidal minerals. Those are terms that some of your listeners would know of. Those are rocks. And I have to say that I didn't know that. That's all that was available before. I sold them for many, many, many years. But they're synthetic. They're ground up raw. It's dirt. Then you got blue-green algae and these superfoods and pond scum and stuff like that. And that has some value in it, but it's way overpriced for the value that you're getting, the value that the people are getting. So real food is the main thing. Grow it yourself, pick it ripe, and can it yourself, dry it yourself, things like that, because it loses its nutritional factors. And the main thing that loses is enzymes. Now, if somebody wants to see a neat video, I don't have the website, but you can just look up on the internet, Pottinger's Cats, C-A-T-S. Pottinger, Dr. Pottinger, did research, and he took cats, house cats, and he had a bunch of them. I won't tell you the history of it here, but he ended up having four cages with big cages, like a bedroom size almost, and he put a bunch of cats in there, and he fed one group all natural raw milk and raw meat, and they did good generation after generation after generation. And then the next group he did processed milk or pasteurized milk and raw meat. Next one was pasteurized milk and cooked meat. And then the last one was canned condensed milk and processed or cooked meat. And so within four generations, the cats eating nothing but cooked meat and canned condensed processed milk with sugar added, they couldn't even reproduce in four generations. Four. One, two, three, four. Not very many. And the other ones just sequentially did better until the ones that were eating raw meat and raw milk, they did good generation after generation. Well, how many people today eat pasteurized, homogenized milk? Most people that drink milk, they don't get raw milk. If they do, the government's trying to stop the people from selling it. Sad.
I noticed that you mentioned a little bit ago diabetes, and I was in a lot of different wards there in the hospital, and every time, no matter what the problem was, I noticed that some of the roommates who had diabetes went through a much harder time than those who didn't have diabetes.
Well, you're absolutely good observation there. Diabetics get all diseases get it sooner than a non-diabetic. It speeds up their aging process. Insulin, when they take insulin or RNAs or anything like that, because they have a sugar problem, they end up aging faster and getting all diseases quicker. They get sores on your skin that won't heal. They end up getting their foot cut off or their toes or whatever. They get numb. And people, that can be reversed so easy. It's unreal that the doctors don't promote it. Now, some do, of course. But if they do promote it, their insurance company, the insurance carrier for the doctor, will threaten them, saying, you weren't trained in diet, you were trained in drugs. So if you continue putting patients on natural food and natural food supplements, real food supplements, then we're going to take away your license. Or we're going to withdraw your malpractice insurance because you're not trained in that. You're trained in drugs. You're not trained in nutrition. And so the doctor has to give drugs. He or she cannot give holistic health information unless they don't have malpractice insurance. And then they're free to practice what they want. They're free to help people. It's really sad.
Do you have any suggestions in working with establishment doctors for natural health?
Well, it's really rough to do that with a doctor. You want to go to a doctor who's already left traditional medicine and gone the natural route, gone that way. And then those guys and gals, will be able to help everybody. But the ones that are traditional, they're trying to use the drugs and they're trying to use nutrition together, it's not going to work. It doesn't work together. So they really have to get away from those kind of doctors entirely, because they just can't, they can't be trusted because of their insurance. It's not that they're being dishonest with the patients. They have to survive. They want to stay in practice. And I think that the only way to do it is just stop doing it. Go to somebody who is a naturopath, somebody that does believe in nutrition and food and herbs and exercise and stretching and deep breathing exercises and colonics and stuff like that, and real food supplements. It's an amazing, when people say, well, it sounds, you know, sounds kind of mean. Well, I'm sorry, but that's, it's a fact. People are, the people are being, controlled. The doctors are being controlled by their license to use drugs. And they have to.
A lot of it is simply that they don't have the knowledge. They've never been trained in anything except establishment medicine.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. They, if, even if they try, it's hard for them to do it. And if they do try, they have to go outside their scope of practice to do some extra study. I work with glyconutritionals, and that's a newly discovered thing. It's way beyond the genome project, the DNA. I mean, it's phenomenal. And every branch of medicine, they've been denying it for 20 years, but now it's being taught in the medical schools. It's being, doctors can take accredited courses to learn about nutrition, and the National Academy of Science, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council. They're all saying that the carbohydrates, natural food, and the carbohydrates and the sugars in natural food are the best discovery of the century. And these guys together, there's over 300 Nobel Prize winners. I'm not real proud of all Nobel Prize winners anymore, especially after our president got awarded. But anyway, they're smart guys. And they just did a 200-page report saying that we have to get this information to the public, and we have to have it taught. It's already taught in medical school, but it's slow. It's already taught in some colleges, and it's going to be in all of them in a few years. And they say we have to teach it in high school. It's the greatest discovery ever in health and nutrition, and that is the glyconutritionals. And this is, and that was discovered through fresh aloe vera plant. Everybody knows about an aloe vera plant, how beneficial it is to take the leaf and put it on a burn. Well, why does that help the burn? Well, they found out it was a sugar molecule, which is not a sugar that tastes sweet, that they put on the skin, and it helps the skin heal. And so the company that I work with is, I use their products. I'm kind of like well, I've been recommending it and working with them now for several years. I work with several, but that one is the one that has the patents on it. And it's a fantastic results with the Glyco Nutrition. So we have two problems. The doctors aren't trained. You're right. The doctors aren't trained. But now they can go back and take courses in nutrition. But you know what? It's not covered by their insurance, their provider, their drug industry. They have to pay for it themselves. They have to pay for the classes themselves.
I just realized that we're near the bottom of the hour, and I never even gave out our toll-free numbers. And then after I do, I'd like you to give any contact information that people can contact you and get more information. Our toll-free number, if anybody would like to call tonight and join the broadcast, is 877-924-7722 or 888-656-4115. I'll give that over again. 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. or 888-656-4115. And Ken, would you like to give some information where people can contact you?
Sure. I have a phone number, a toll-free number. It's 800-645-8088. 1-800-645-8088. And my email address is makemeyounger@gmail.com. makemeyounger@gmail.com. I have a website. It's godsfoodlaws.com. Now, it doesn't have a lot on God's food laws, but it's a way to contact me and get started on a good supplement that has real food in it, real natural, 100% natural vitamins, real plant-based minerals, organic fruits and vegetables for under $60 a month, and it's a powder. And they can go there and look at it, watch a video, and leave their information. I can get back with them, or they can simply call me. God's, G-O-D-S, godsfoodlaws.com.
Well, thank you. Another problem that we may face, some people think it's just a matter of time, will be survival medicine. Things are kind of breaking down, but even under normal circumstances, a person might be out camping or something and they don't have a lot available to them. Do you have any suggestions to take the pain away, heal the wound, etc. in a survival situation?
Well, that's a good point. And again, it's a situation that would vary a whole lot with the accident itself or the problem. But I would put it to head of the list that you need to be healthy before you go out there and get into the problem. Okay, and the body will heal faster if they're in better shape, if you're not malnourished, if you're not toxic, okay, if you're not an alcoholic and a chain smoker, obviously you're going to heal faster. But if you're an alcoholic and you smoke all the time, you use drugs all the time, you're on high blood pressure medication and 6 or 8 other different things, then the healing process is going to be much slower. No matter what you go through, what kind of an accident you have. And that's what's important. People need to realize that it's not just a 911 situation. Well, if I get my leg broke, then I'm going to go to the doctor let's say they get cut real bad and they're out someplace. Yeah, you can patch it up if you know first aid and stuff like that. But if you've got cayenne pepper, if you got some real food vitamin C, not the synthetic, but the natural vitamin C. If you've got enzymes to speed up the wound healing and things of that nature in a supplement form, you're going to have a better chance of survival. One of the most important things, in fact, during the Civil War, a lot of people got shot and died, but more died from infection during the Civil War than they did from the fighting or the gunshots themselves. They just got scratched, cut, shot in the arm, but then an infection would set in, and then they died from the infection. And so a colostrum supplement, I deal with a colostrum supplement that it's the first milk, it's not really milk, it's colostrum from a cow that turns on the immune system. The one that I like best is called Immunostart, and it just sounds like it's going to build up the immune system. Well, technically, that's what it does. It turns on the immune system. So I carry that with me. I have many people take it with them. They're out and about because if something goes wrong, they've got to turn on their immune system if it's not already turned on. But even when they have an accident, it's even so much more important to take a bunch of this stuff to turn on your own immune system so your body can fight off and prevent an infection.
I know that was the problem I had with my heart. You know, I had both heart valves replaced. I was living a pretty healthy lifestyle, but it was an infection first in my leg that spread and ate away my two heart valves. So infection.
Very common. Yeah. And you lived through it, and luckily, and praise the Lord that, you know, we have surgeons to do that. You know, if somebody breaks their leg in four places, it's not the time to take herbs and vitamins. They need to get first aid. They need to get to a doctor, to somebody who can fix that up, patch it up. But to recover faster, they need good nutrition. And they don't need to eat pasteurized, homogenized milk. They don't need to eat anything out of a can. Nothing cooked, no white bread, no processed bread, cookies, doughs, crackers, stuff like that. Eat real food. Even if it's not organic and stuff, it's better than the stuff, the junk food out there. You go to a fast food restaurant.
You certainly don't get good food in the hospital. You get some of the worst
no.
junk you can think of. They always put an emphasis on the desserts and things like that, but trying to get fresh fruit and vegetables is almost impossible.
Well, yeah, it is. And there is actually a few hospitals now that are switching to, they have, some of them have their own gardens. They're switching and they're making, you know, they're trying. But it's for looks more than really for the patients. And I mean, it's helping the patients, but it's for those health nuts out there like you and me and all the people that are, that believe in what I'm saying, that want to go that route. They would rather go to the hospital where they have some natural food. Well, if there's five hospitals to choose from and there's only one that supplies carrot juice and one that supplies fresh fruits and vegetables, then the people were going to prefer to go to that hospital. And the hospitals are doing that just because they're in competition with other hospitals. They're trying to fit in to the trend that's out there. Almost 80% of the public now take some form of supplements. They know that the medicine is not the answer. Nobody has a drug deficiency. And so the hospitals are trying to build business or keep it back, you know, do the best they can. So it is, they are trying, but there's, you know, there's one in 100. So it's a moot point, but it's a start. And so it is a problem.
Well, how do you wean yourself off of drugs? For instance, let's say high blood pressure. Instead of taking blood pressure pills, what would you take to reduce that? Or, you know, anything else, but that's just an example.
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. And we need to look at what might have caused the blood pressure problem or whatever the need for the drug is. And since nobody has a drug deficiency, and all drugs are toxic, and they all have what they call LD50 and LD100, which means 50% of the people that take it at a certain dose will die. 100% of the people will take it at a higher dose. The drugs have to have an LD50 and LD100, and so. When we get on a prescription drug, it's a prescription because if healthy people take it, it'll make them sick. If it'll make a healthy person sick, how can it make a sick person healthy? It can't. And so what we need to do is try to get to these people before they get on the medications, or if they're on it now, they need to change their lifestyle, start living a wellness lifestyle. And every known condition is benefited by a better lifestyle and a better eating habits. Wellness and eating habits and exercise. I gave a talk not too long ago, and there was a doctor in the audience. He said, "You can't say that." And I said, "What?" He said, "You just said it would help all conditions." And I said, "That's right. It'll help every known condition. When you go on a better quality health program, it'll help every condition." He said, "That's ridiculous." And I said, "Let me ask you something. If somebody smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day, and you say, why don't you cut down to 3 cigarettes a day, go from 3 packs down to 3 cigarettes, won't that help that person be better? 100% of the time. And he says, well, yes. I said, well, what if they drink 6 days out of the week and get drunk? And you cut it down to once every 2 weeks they get drunk. Won't they be better off? And he said, okay, I guess I get your point. It always will help. Now, whether or not it'll help enough and they'll do enough to make a difference quick enough makes a difference. But if people will go from their bad diet to real food, not food-like substances, and 80% of their diet or more raw food, now they can cook their steak, they can have their meat, and you know, it's hard to eat all raw eggs. They can eat poached eggs. Fried eggs are the worst. Whoop, better take a drink here. But
while you're doing that, let me give the number out again.
Okay.
In case anybody would like to call. It's 877-924-7722 or 888-656-4115. Both of those are toll-free numbers. 877-924-7722 or 888-656-4115. You're talking about general health, healthy eating and so on. Is there sometimes where they should emphasize certain foods if they do have problems? They have a problem, let's say high blood pressure like I just mentioned, or if they have something else, should they put a focus on a certain type of foods?
Yeah, there's always things that would be fit in that specific category. Herbs like dandelion, cayenne pepper, dandelion tea, things like that. And then beet juice. Now, most people never drank beet juice, freshly squeezed beet juice. Instead of eating peanuts that are salted and roasted, go to raw cashews, raw almonds, raw hazelnuts or something. You know, all the nuts that are raw. Just switch from the cooked food to the raw food. And stress is a big factor with that. In the case of blood pressure, stress can cause it. But it can be caused by junk food. And that is stress to the body. If we eat ice cream with antifreeze in it and all the chemicals and preservatives and artificial coloring and artificial flavoring and preservatives, I've had people get over their blood pressure problem because I do a computerized diet analysis. I used to. I don't do so much anymore. But I remember specifically a condition where a guy had high blood pressure and he had several challenges. That was one of them, but he had ice cream every night, and he bought not good quality ice cream. He bought junk ice cream. I had him eliminate that. Then I said, just stop eating ice cream for 2 months. And we made a few other adjustments, and his blood pressure came down. Had him start eating garlic. Not cooked garlic, but, I mean, he ate some. But I said, get some garlic and shred it up. Put it in your food after you've prepared it. Eat it raw or close to being raw, or go to the health food store and buy some raw garlic oil in the capsule form. And things of like that can help. Sometimes people are constipated and that causes a blood pressure problem. And so one of my questions when I'm doing private nutritional counseling with people is, how many bowel movements do you have a week or, you know, every day? And if they say one every 2 days or something, then I know that I want them to start doing some things that's going to help their bowels. What's their kidneys like? What's their lungs like? What kind of soap do they use? I mean, your skin breathes, but most soap is deodorant soap. It plugs the pores, doesn't allow the skin to breathe. That puts an overload on the lungs. If they smoke and they use hairspray, if a woman uses hairspray all the time, well, she's breathing in that stuff that makes her hair stiff. What do they think it does to their lungs, their sensitive lungs? And so we have them eliminate some of these bad habits and all of a sudden their blood pressure comes down where it's supposed to be. So it's a kind of a Sherlock Holmes concept. Sometimes we have to find out what they're doing wrong by counseling and talking to them, and I do that over the phone all the time, and I work with people, and then make some suggestions of what they're doing and what they should be doing, and stop doing some of their things and start doing some other things. They're using butter, or they haven't been using butter. They're using margarine, and I haven't switched to real butter. They're using white bread. I haven't switched to whole grain bread. Or start making their own bread. Find somebody that makes bread around them, especially the 7-hour bread. All those things. I really want to talk in generalities more so than say in specific, because some people can have blood pressure problems because, like I said, constipation. Other people, it can be a nervous problem. And so I want to give them natural B vitamins and eat foods that are high in B complex, like wheat germ. Most people never eat wheat germ, raw wheat germ. Most people don't eat raw sunflower seeds. They don't eat enough of real food that supplies the B vitamins to feed the nerves so that they can cope with their stress and therefore their blood pressure comes down. Some people have infections in their blood vessels, and we need to work with them on the infection. We can tell that very quickly with people, but we need to find out where their problem is at. Is it a kidney problem? Is it a liver problem? Is it both? Is it skin? Usually it's a little of everything. Usually it's a little of everything, but not always. Sometimes it's really a big one, like pizza and all canned food. I say, what do you have for breakfast? I have Wheaties. What do you put on it? Well, regular milk. What do you mean regular milk? Well, I just buy it from a grocery store. Pasteurized, homogenized milk, which will kill a newborn calf. The cow that has a calf, give it raw milk, the mother's milk, it lives. Take that milk and pasteurize it and give it to the calf will die. And then you put white sugar on that, you're eating cornflakes or Wheaties or some kind of cereal which is cooked, processed, dead, and there's junk food or preservatives and things added to it. There's no food value in anything they're eating. So when they're eating food that's been processed like that, the enzymes are gone. When they swallow that type of food, their body then has to take enzymes from their heart, from their blood vessels, from their kidney, and put in with that food to try to do some good with it, try to protect you from that bad food. And then the enzymes that were taken from the body, bones or wherever that stuff's taken, wherever it's been taken from, leaves it weaker and leaves holes in it and leaves people more susceptible to health challenges in wherever those enzymes came from. And I've done talks. I mean, I just did a talk the other day with about a whole bunch of people from Canada, and they just wanted to learn about enzymes. So the whole hour was just on enzymes. So each one of these subjects can be, you know, go into a lot of detail. But if anybody's interested, you can call me, folks. That's what I do for a living. And I work with people so that you can make the difference yourself with your own lifestyle. My phone number, let me give it again. Is that okay, Mike?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, 1-800-645-8088. 1-800-645-8088. And my cell phone is 541-840-6811. And you can look the website that has the one product I really recommend as a foundation for everybody. And that's, you can go to godsfoodlaws.com. G-O-D-S. foodlaws.com. That website doesn't get into the food laws, but I do. Now, you don't have to agree with me on the food laws, but that's okay. I mean, some people are vegetarians. Some people want to eat pork and shrimp and stuff like that. Well, that's okay if you want to, but you're asking my opinion. I'm going to give you what I feel is the best advice. You take it, what you want, you leave what you don't want. And if I, you know, I say, drink beet juice. Well, I hate beets. I'm never going to eat beets. I'm never going to eat a salad. They like head lettuce. Well, switch. Don't eat no head lettuce, man. Stop eating head lettuce. Give that to the rabbits or something. Don't even buy it. Use romaine lettuce. Use kale. Use spinach, raw spinach. And if possible, make sure all of them are raw. And all those things, the more health things that people can do, the better off they're going to be on the long run, and the less stress they'll be in their system. If they're using drinking tap water, I recommend getting some kind of a water purifier. Don't drink fluoridated water, chlorine in the water. That chlorine kills life. Fluoride is what they, it's rat poison. And they put it in some people, some water systems. Now, some people believe it's good for them. Well, you can have your own opinion. You know, I have mine. I'm just going to give you my suggestions, and you go on from there. But, you know, if you take food, it's raw, it's going to be good for you. If you take food and you cook it above 112 degrees, you're going to start destroying enzymes. If you cook it 120 degrees, you destroy more enzymes, almost all of them. Now, frozen food, 10 to 30% of the enzymes are lost if you're eating raw food. I mean, frozen food. If it's steamed, you can lose 15 to 60% of the enzymes, like in beans or something. The reason 15 to 60%, when people steam their vegetables, like green beans, if they're mushy, you've lost 60% of the food value. If they're crunchy, you've only lost 15%. And then if you're cooking in a microwave, well, then you're losing 100% of the enzymes. Microwave is the worst way to go.
Our people have such poor health practices, both in eating and the drugs and so on. A lot of people have problems with their arteries, which leads to bypasses and heart attacks and strokes and so on. I know that some of the health advocates out there talk about chelation. Would you just reverse it with good food as you're speaking on tonight, or would you reverse it with specific foods, or would you even recommend the chelation?
Another great question, and chelation is a very effective program to remove things out of the arteries. It removes heavy metals and stuff. Thing is, it also removes the good stuff. You can't say, here, just take out the lead and the arsenic, and the cholesterol, it's going to take out the calcium and the magnesium and other things. So the people that are doing chelation, whether it's oral or IV, need to be on a good nutritional program. It's even more important. Most doctors that do chelation will put them on a nutritional program. But I want to remind you, what I've learned lately is that 90% of the supplements that the doctors are using with the chelation, they're giving their patients synthetic vitamins and ground up rocks. So they're not achieving the goal. They are a little bit, but they're not achieving it what they should be. There is digestive enzymes. There's one I don't sell, and you can pick it up at most any health food store. You can order over the internet, and it's nattokinase, N-A-T-T-O, natto, N-A-T-T-O, K-I-N, A-S-E, ACE means enzyme, or digestion, nattokinase. It's an enzyme from fermented soybean, kind of like sauerkraut. It's fermented. And sauerkraut is good, by the way, if it's good quality sauerkraut to start with. But nattokinase is an enzyme which only digests blood clots. So that's pretty important. If people have a problem where they're going to have blood clots, here's an enzyme that only digests blood. It doesn't do anything but digest blood clots. Get it in most any health food store, most naturopath doctors sell it, but I would highly recommend it as a preventative for a heart attack or stroke. I don't sell it. Never did sell it. Well, I did a little bit when I owned a health food store, but that was about the time I got out of the health food store and opened a health resort in the clinic. But be that as it may, you can pick that up. There's other enzymes that you can take on a regular basis that are a little more complete digestive enzymes for digesting food and to digest the plaque in the and the cholesterol and the scar tissue in the arteries. So in answer to your question, it depends on the severity of the patient, how bad, how far down the road they are, okay? If they've already had a bypass surgery and now they have to have another one because the arteries are plugged again or are really bad off, they've been going down their primrose path of poor health for a long time. It's going to be hard to turn that around. It's possible. So they might need the chelation and the supplement and the enzymes, nattokinase, and the other enzymes, and the glyconutritionals, and the natural vitamins, and everything. They need a whole facet of things. They're 60 or 70 years old. Why, they've been going down. You know, that really, I like the term, that lifestyle sucks. It sucks more than an airplane flush toilet. If you're ever on an airplane, you flush the toilet. Boy, it sucks. You can hear, whoosh. Well, a bad diet like that for many years is bad for their health. And it takes a while to turn that around. But as soon as they get started, it can be done. And it has been done by hundreds and thousands of people. The more they do, the better off they are. And
I know that there's sometimes, I just saw from our studio manager that we have 60 seconds to close. So, Let me ask you to give your address again, and our address for contacting us will be given at the end in announcement.
Okay. My website is godsfoodlaws.com. My email is makemeyounger@gmail.com. makemeyounger@gmail.com. I can send a lot of stuff in by email to educate people or ask me what you need. My phone number is 800-645-8088. 1-800-645-8088. Mike, it's been a pleasure. I love you. I've been working with you and knew you, have known you for a long time. And you're doing a great work for God's kingdom. Appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being our guest.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.